and welcome to another episode of Seizing Adulthood with me, AD.
And me, Herwin.
A weekly podcast where we talk about our misadventures in adulthood so that you can learn from mistakes without having to make them, and we can tell you how not to adult. Welcome to this episode where we were supposed to just talk about Animal Crossing, but we decided to talk about something more important, especially right now that most of us are stuck at home.
Yeah, and maybe we can do that Animal Crossing one some other time.
Well, I can still talk about it and relate it. Might be a little long, but yeah. So today, we will talk about how not to feel burnt out when it comes to doing any activity.
And that's Taco.
Yeah, so Taco's next to me right now, and he's so near the mic that I think his snorts can be picked up by the mic. Ow!
Taco, Taco. Stop.
Ow. Okay, there. So, feeling burnt out doesn't just happen at work or in school, but you can experience it with basically any other activity, as it usually happens when you either find something too repetitive that it's no longer exciting for you since it lacks new stimulation, or when you do something too much that it just becomes too tiring in general.
Yeah, and people who are burnt out lose motivation and often develop a different outlook at whatever's burning them out. An example would be work. Let's say hours and hours of overtime eventually builds up negative emotions that tend to make people pessimistic about a lot of things. Or if you're grinding for that specific gear or armor set in, let's say, Diablo 3, and that RNGesus just hates you so damn much.
Speaking of RNGesus, right now, it's no doubt that more people are developing hobbies to eliminate boredom at home because of the, well, lockdowns. There's also no doubt that this led to the continuous rise of the video game industry, thanks to more people getting into gaming, more people getting into streaming, more people competing in esports, and more people just being able to create fun games or releasing new versions of beloved or acclaimed franchises. But of course, one of the cons behind all those pros is, well, burnout.
Sometimes, no matter how much you love something, there really comes a point when you just want to jump ship.
How can you tell when you're feeling burnt out or just stressed? And are there even signs of burning out?
And what are ways to avoid burnout-related fatigue?
Join us for this episode and, well, chill out with us as we talk about burnout. See what I did there? And listen to us tell you
how not to get burnt out with any activity.
Animal Crossing New Horizons has been out for over a year now, and most of those who've played it since the release have dedicated hundreds and hundreds of hours playing it. And I even know someone who've spent thousands of hours in-game.
I wonder who that could be. Anyway, the point is, like I mentioned earlier, sometimes, no matter how much you love something, there comes a point when you suddenly just drop it.
And did that ever happen to me with Animal Crossing New Horizons? Yes. So let me share what I did to cure that burnout. Let's start with how not to get burnt out with any activity. Tip number one, do not overdo things. So one of the most important things to remember in life is that for things to work out smoothly, you have to learn how to balance a lot of things. When New Horizons came out last year, from the day of its release until, I guess, mid-September, there was never a day that went by when I didn't play it.
And true.
I think I mentioned that in several podcast episodes before, that it became a problem for me because I was starting to neglect a lot of things, mostly sleep. I was glued to the screen. And I longed for it whenever I would have to work or do something else. I remember even playing while we were waiting in line at the grocery. So yeah, that was chaotic.
Pandemic.
Then after a while, I just wasn't happy playing it anymore. It felt like a chore whenever I would have to do stuff in-game. And what was supposedly a relaxing and fun activity for me became something so boring and repetitive. And that's because I overdid it. I made it a mission to achieve all the immediate goals possible, and that's why I ran out of things to do. I also kept engaging in the AC Discord black market trades and even traded in Nukazon, so I had most of the stuff in-game already. So it wasn't exciting for me anymore. To combat this burnout, I decided to take a break and not play the game for a while. Luckily, that was around the time Age of Calamity came out. And thanks to Harbin, I played the game. Oh, and by the way, for those who played Breath of the Wild, you have to play Age of Calamity before Breath of the Wild 2 comes out. Because the whole timeline changed. No spoilers here, but you have to play it, I swear.
I just got the story from her.
Yeah. Anyway, besides playing other games, since I wasn't spending too much of my free time on Animal Crossing anymore, it allowed me to have more time to rekindle and rediscover my love for my other hobbies. So I went back to crocheting. I even painted, did a bit of embroidery, and even built those miniature setups, the one you bought me. Lesson here is that if you want to keep doing something and if you want to stay interested in that thing for a long time, do not overdo it.
Give yourself the chance to be away from that activity. After all, like they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Ooh. And I remember seeing ACNH players mentioning that they burned through the game even though it was just a couple of weeks after the release.
Well, most of them were like non-players before. Mm-hmm. Like some of them were just really jumping the bandwagon.
It's like new this, new that. I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna get that.
Yeah, because it was really a pandemic savior. Hello, it should have won Game of the Year.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, probably it was because of their time traveling and trying to get all of the content so fast that it quickly made the game too boring for them right away.
Yeah.
And with the anticipation and the excitement gone, it was easy enough for them to be burnt out. So anyway, take a load off, get some fresh air, and always make sure that you have something to look forward to.
And is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it for tip number one. Do not overdo things like I did. So moving on to tip number two, do not forget to take regular breaks.
Yes. Breaks essentially help us from going insane.
Yeah.
They are pockets of time in heaven in between our busy moments school, at work, or whatever you're doing. And droning on something nonstop for hours can potentially burn you out.
They will.
But imagine standing up for a few minutes, making a nice cold cup of iced coffee, finishing that drink down to the last drop.
Why couldn't it be tea?
I like coffee.
Fine.
Anyway, well, before heading back to whatever you're doing, it sounds great, right?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
I want tea.
Anyway, back at work, these small coffee breaks and walks to the bathroom really helped me out whenever I started to feel tired. With tons of reports and deadlines to meet, sometimes just walking for a few seconds and taking a quick rebreather will help you refocus and rekindle your mind to the tasks ahead.
So are you doing all those things now that we're both working from home?
Yeah, definitely. But of course,
I don't see you doing that.
No, I make sure that I tell my people that I'll be away from the keyboard for a few seconds or a few minutes.
To get the Grab delivery.
Yeah, true. Never underestimate what a short break could do and never ever take it for granted.
Yeah.
Breaks are something that should normally be included in any routine, but always make sure to take it in moderation. If there's one thing that you wouldn't want to overdo, it's definitely taking long or a lot of breaks.
Yeah, because that would mean you're already procrastinating. Mm-hmm. And, you know, taking regular breaks can reduce the need for long recoveries because you don't push yourself to the limit. It's not only good for your mental health, but it can also help you become more productive, right?
True.
So for the experience I'll be sharing for this tip, it goes back to when I was still teaching. There were times when I would skip my lunch breaks and just continue working just because I thought it was a good idea to finish them right away. Mm. And the thing is, when you're a teacher, work doesn't really end when you dismiss your class or when you get home. No matter how good you are at managing your time, there will always be papers to check, projects to grade, essays to go over, and lessons to plan. Moreover, I wasn't just a teacher back then teaching the students. I was also a curriculum coordinator handling teachers. And most of the time, it was harder to actually manage the adults as compared to the students because at least the students respect you and your authority. But there are really just some coworkers who would be unprofessional and would test your patience, which of course would make your work harder to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that all the people I worked with were like that, but there were some instances when things would happen.
Mm, yes. So, a lot of stories.
Yeah. And I know this greatly affected my mental health, and the prolonged stress, overworking, and just lacking enough rest or sleep. And I guess all those factors just made me quit teaching. It came to a point when it got so bad that I was diagnosed with GAD, or generalized anxiety disorder.
Mm-hmm. And there were actually times when she would have multiple breakdowns and would just cry until she falls asleep.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes.
It lasted for like over half a year.
A long time. It was too long.
Too long.
Yeah. It was a tough time for both of us, and I'm glad that after she quit, it really helped with her mental well-being.
Yeah, thank you for always being so supportive. Oops,
yay!
I hit the mic. Also, I don't think, because of that experience, I don't think I would want to be in a classroom anymore.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I was an accidental teacher to begin with. Mm-hmm. I took up education, master's and all, but it was something I was just good at, but never really passionate about. So to our listeners who are still in school, please be nice to your teachers or professors, especially right now that they're teaching online and are probably working on modules. You have no idea how hardworking and patient they all are.
Yes.
So the point is, don't be like me who neglected breaks, which mm-hmm. led to me feeling burnt out.
Bad idea.
Make sure to rest and take breaks, because not having regular breaks can break you. Very common to feel drained of energy when you focus all your attention on tasks. And taking breaks or resting will allow not just your body, but also your mind to recover.
Hi, Taco.
Hi, Taco. Are you up? You can go back to sleep.
And I guess that's it for tip number two.
Mm-hmm.
Do not forget to take regular breaks. Moving on to tip number three, do not neglect your social needs.
Yes, humans are naturally social beings. Social interaction is needed for us to be able to survive and thrive in this world.
Oh, that rhymes. Survive, yeah, and thrive.
Nice. Oh, yeah. And sometimes having fun and creating good memories is just the thing that we need to distract us from all the problems of the world. Don't pass up a good opportunity to hang out with your closest friends and family. And with this pandemic, virtually for now is a good substitute. So, social interactions with the people we love and care for the most can often lift a heavy burden off our shoulders.
Yeah, and by social interaction, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to meet up with people, especially right now, since, hello, pandemic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it can also be as simple as sending a text message or leaving comments or reacting to their posts or even just joining calls on Discord.
Ooh, or unless you're using Discord for work. So having people to talk to will allow you to unload the stress you're feeling, which may lead to burnout.
Yeah.
Actually, we unconsciously developed a nighttime routine of asking each other how our day was, even when we're together the whole day.
We do?
Yeah. I was talking to someone last night.
That's not me. Hello, sino kausap mo?
The lights were closed. Oh, damn.
Pang Halloween pa yan. Wag muna.
Yeah. Honestly, it helps unload a lot of things, and it doesn't lead up to anything piling up because we get to talk about them.
Yeah.
And maybe you should try it as well with a friend or your significant other.
Yeah, but Herwin does ask me how my day was mm-hmm. every night.
How's your day?
Mm-hmm. I'll talk about it later after this. But anyway, okay, mm-hmm. So that's the short but helpful tip number three. Do not neglect your social needs. But before we move on to tip number four, let's talk about the science of burning out.
Mm-hmm.
So there are actually so many signs, but we were able to gather 7 recurring signs, and most of the info we got is from helpguide.org.
Thank you. The
first sign is actually dread. You dread going to work, to school, and the moment you get there, you just can't wait to leave again.
Mm-hmm. Another sign is irritation. You become easily irritated with coworkers or classmates or sometimes even family members.
Yeah, and the third one, in my opinion, is the most common sign, and it's fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
you have low energy and little interest in whatever it is you're working on.
Mm-hmm. Next is distraction. This is when you have trouble concentrating and you forget things more easily.
Yeah. Next is isolation. This is when you avoid socializing and you actively resist being around others. Mm-hmm.
And the next one would be apathy. You feel that nothing is going right and you have no hope that things will ever improve.
So does that mean you also feel helpless?
Yeah, I think that's the right word.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and I guess the last would be detachment. You feel a general sense of disconnection from others and your environment.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you're experiencing any of those signs, maybe it's time to self-evaluate.
Yeah.
Reach out to someone or even ask a professional.
Yeah. Moving on to tip number 4, do not be afraid to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think asking for help is a sign of weakness, because not asking for help is actually counterproductive. It's definitely an important part of a growth mindset. The problem here is some people refuse to ask for help because they either have a strong sense of responsibility or they think they would be bothering people if they were to ask. Because, right, better to ask help or ask questions kesa mamago.
What's mamago?
Uy. You really don't know what mamago is?
No. It's the first time I've heard of it.
Oh my god, I finally know a Pinoy slang you don't achieve. Mm-hmm.
Mamaru.
Anyway, mamaru is mamaru nung.
Oh.
I got that from Becca. She taught me that to her. Anyway, AD 1 point.
Herwin, kajillion points.
Wow, yeah, but that's true. So, whenever you don't ask for help or refuse to ask for help, makes you feel as if the weight of the world is on your shoulders because of the problems piling up, which again leads to feeling burnt out.
That is true. Plus, when you're burnt out, stress piles up and the feeling of dread is always around the corner. And sometimes, instead of talking about it with someone, you just tend to push it down your brain as deep as you can. Not asking for help and bottling things up is always a cocktail for disaster. Negative emotions and thoughts are massive contributors to burning out, and trying to at least vent or rant to someone will always help out.
Yeah.
Having someone listen to us and not feel invalidated gives a huge breathing room for our emotional state. And if one has the means, seeking professional help would also be good, since we get to have a chance of knowing what can really be done to address what's bothering us. Now, also take note that there are times when we need to do the listening. Make sure that you actually listen to your friends or family when they start venting to you. The experience I have for this tip is to not give any advice. And I stress, do not give any advice unless someone asks for it. Because there was a time when someone has been sharing personal things with me and, of course, as someone who wanted to help, I gave advice. But this person gave it a different meaning. I was misunderstood and things actually turned crazy. So I guess we should be mindful of the things we also tell others.
Yeah, don't give unsolicited advice, mm-hmm. I guess.
We are not professionals who can just pitch in our thoughts into their problems. And sometimes just by listening, you're helping in a huge, huge way.
Yeah.
And for anyone who'd want to vent their heart out there, make sure to share it to a person or family member that you know you'll trust with your life. Because remember, your true friends and your family will always be there for you to accept you for who you are, no matter what.
Right. And that's it for tip number 4. Do not be afraid to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move on to tip number 5, we actually had a poll about burnouts and we asked our followers a few questions on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to join the conversation next time and be mentioned in the next episode or not, if you mm-hmm. want to remain anonymous, please do follow us at Seizing Adulthood. Anyway, for our first poll, we asked our followers if they've ever felt burnt out, not just at school or at work, but with any other activity. And the results were, well, a clean 100%.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually one person who voted no, but then he sent us a message right away saying that he pressed nope by mistake and that he is currently dying at work.
Oh,
so,
no.
I guess just basing it on what he said, for most adults, the workplace is really the major reason for feeling burnt out. And sometimes it would really make one think about whether the burnout is a sign of leaving a job. Because if you're no longer happy at work and you don't feel like your job is fulfilling, or if you're like mostly functioning in autopilot mode, then you need to pause and reflect on a lot of things.
Yeah, don't let that burnout cause further damage in you.
Yeah. And after the poll, we asked the question, what were the factors that led you to feeling burnt out?
Mm-hmm.
And the answers were, okay, let's read out some. Well, you read one out first.
Okay. Multiple simultaneous plus overwhelming tasks or projects, looming deadlines, and frequent OTs. So this is common in work from home setups. And what my other friends told me is that they always do what they can during their work hours and make sure to detox all the work stress during their free time.
Yeah.
Next response is the pressure to keep up. And this is a constant reality check, no matter how old you are. I have to condition myself to take things in one at a time to ease myself into new and daunting tasks.
Daunting tasks.
Daunting. Okay. Dauntless.
Next reply is unemployment and never-ending household chores. So work is probably the leading cause of burnouts, but unemployment can also make you feel that way, especially in this day and age with the pandemic and all the shit happening in our country. Mm-hmm. It just makes the stress of being without a job feel even more staggering, which again can lead to a burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Next response is work grind, especially during times when I still receive work-related calls during vacations.
Ouch,
yeah,
ouch.
That's very stressful indeed, because hey, that's supposed to be your time away from work.
Okay. So here are two more responses about school. And the first one is org work plus ACADS in the pandemic piling up.
ACADS.
And the next one is deadlines falling right after the other with no rest. These two are actually tough spots to overcome. I believe schools and org deadlines have been more strict since online learning started, and I do hope that this is something that does not persist when face-to-face learning resumes after this pandemic.
Okay.
Next one is loss of a loved one. You force yourself to move forward, but you easily get tired of everything. This is one of the toughest things to experience in life, and I'm honestly not sure how I could come into terms with a loved one passing away. We do hope that you have people in your life that you could still run to in your darkest hours and find comfort in their company.
Yeah. And let's read one more. And it's about school again. And it's from a veteran listener. It's Emily.
Hi, Emily.
She said, schoolwork, org work, and family. Mm-hmm. So I can actually relate to this because back when I was in college, I was part of multiple organizations and even started an org. Anyway, I guess one of the things that helped me cope with the burnout is that I kept myself interested and curious by trying new and different things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which is actually related to our last tip.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, we'll move on to tip number 5. Do not abandon the search for motivation. And I guess when the motivation and energy you've had for something has subsided, that's when you start to feel that it has become a burden. And when something is considered a burden, that's when you start approaching and considering it a problem.
That's true. It's easy to lose sight of our goals if we are all caught up in our routines.
Yeah.
By keeping our sources of motivation in our minds, our efforts are given purpose and we excel and strive now more than ever. Remember, feeling burnt out always starts when you are no longer happy with what you're doing.
Right, and that's why it's so important to find motivation and inspiration even when you're completely burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to look for things to drive you so you won't get stuck. To be honest, when we feel burnt out, it's quite easy to feel victimized by circumstances and to look for something or someone else to blame. And that's not really a good way to find motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, to keep motivated, I go to Pinterest or I read stuff and watch movies.
Yeah, so if you are feeling overwhelmed with a lot of things, remember to pause, reflect, reassess, and don't forget to search for inspiration and motivation to avoid feeling burnt out.
Yeah, so I guess that's it for our final tip. Tip number 5. Do not abandon the search for motivation. Before we end this episode, we actually asked people what they did when they experienced feeling burnt out. So let's read a few of their responses.
Okay.
So, okay. This person mentioned how she didn't attend school when she felt overwhelmed. And that's fine because she gave herself a break.
Mm-hmm. Next is baking, being a plant mom, and pinaka-effective ang maghugas ng plato. Uy, straight to the point.
Mag-toothbrush.
Yeah.
For me, brushing my teeth.
Brush. Three times a day. Distractions always help tune out some of the stress we're feeling, even if it's just for a while. Take a break from time to time, to since you're not a robot after all.
Yeah.
Another one is setting boundaries between work and personal time and making sure I always have something to do on a Friday. I have to agree on that. Work from home has mixed these two facets in our life, and making sure that you have something to look forward to during the weekend is a good way to motivate yourself.
Yeah.
Next reply is, wow, K-pop and my hobbies are my saving grace. And like K-pop. All the usual, saranghae.
Stop.
3, 2, 1, dynamite. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this reply mentioned how she didn't really do anything about it because she was too busy crying. Oh, okay. So please take care of yourself and know that there are people who care about you and would be willing to listen and will help you out. Oh, and if you ever need someone to talk to, you can always talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
We're not pros, but we can lend an ear.
Or ears. We have four.
So this response mentioned, I distracted myself and did most of the things that I enjoyed, which is reading. Oh, good for you. Mm. Okay, next one is, I tried to reach out to people outside my family so I can talk about my feelings and how sad and tired I really am. Hello, high school friends. Hello, perps.
Hi.
Good for you for doing this, and it's great how you have very supportive friends.
Mm-hmm. This is a good practice since they offer a lot of different perspectives into any situation.
Yeah.
Just make sure that they actually support you and aren't just there to make chismes.
Magkasama na yun.
Gossip.
And yeah, for the last one, okay, this has got to be my favorite response.
Ooh.
So I try to remember that I want expensive things and I have to work hard to achieve them. Girl, same. I felt that. This speaks to me on a spiritual level. And like the famous line from the anime Shirobako, I have an expensive hobby. So I need to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is some internet motivation right there. Good for you.
Good for you.
Again, thanks to everyone who sent their replies. And if you want to join the conversation next episode, please follow us at Seizing Adulthood on Instagram. So it's no doubt that feeling burnt out reduces productivity, makes you feel resentful, and just saps the energy out of you. Its negative effects can even spill over into every area of your life, including your home, work, and social life. Prevention is definitely better than cure. So if you're already showing signs, prioritize the importance of self-care.
Right. Make it a point to take care of yourself, as burnouts are often the silent killers of drive and ambition.
Yeah.
A lot of factors contribute to it, but a lot of factors can also help you get away from it. We do hope you learned something from our topic today.
And if you're unsure about the impact that burnouts might be having on you, try asking your significant other, family members, and close friends for their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Before we end this episode, let us go through the tips mentioned earlier for how not to get burnt out with any activity. Tip number one, do not overdo things.
Tip number two, do not forget to take regular breaks.
Tip number three, do not neglect your social needs.
Tip number four, do not be afraid to ask for help.
And tip number five, do not abandon the search for motivation. Again, we hope you learned something from this episode and our misadventures in feeling burnt out. Please join us again next week when we talk about
moving on from relationships.
Damn. That's a heavy topic.
Mm-hmm. See you next week.
Until next time, 80 out.
Bye.
Music by Joshua Benzon.
Editing by ADD.